2 RCL Mobile.
Good afternoon, Russell. This is 0TR Mobile.
Tom, how are you and the lovely young lady doing today?
Bernice is here beside me, and we just been to Sam's and Costco's, and she got some new hearing aids here. She lost one the other day. And just headed down towards the daughter to drop off some groceries and then back to the QTH. And I'm getting hungry. How about you?
There with you. I'm headed out to pick up some plumbing supplies and grab some lunch, go home, and have lunch with the wife.
Good. I'm not too much on fast food. There isn't much that I like fast food. I'm used to Bernice's cooking. It's a beautiful day, but that wind for us old folks is a little bit bitey.
It's a little bitey for us old folks. Oh, wait, I'm not as old as you, but I'm old enough for the wind to bite.
In the morning, it was about, 15 to 17 mile an hour at our place. And I'm showing 54 degrees now, which is nice. And I'm sure if you was in the sun out of the wind, it would be real nice. But the forecast is for great weather for the next several days, so that suits me just fine. I might get outside and do a little antenna work. I'm not sure yet.
Sounds like a plan then. Do it while the weather's good before it gets off cold. That way you'll have everything set up and ready to go for winter.
Roger. Well, Russell, I had a plan yesterday, and I went out there and I opened up a junction box, and that sucker was full of ants. I mean, thousands of ants, it looked like. And I guess they got in through the... I had drilled a weep hole in it for condensation, about a 16th of an inch. And I never thought about a varmint other than maybe a teeny tiny spider getting up in there. But this thing was full of ants. Thank God they weren't fire ants.
Doubt. I wouldn't want to be messing with it if it was fire ants. Them things don't like me.
They have the same feeling for Bernice. I've never, ever got bitten by one, knock on wood. But boy, she was in the flower garden there this year and last year, and they got her on the foot. And they seem like they just keep on... They just keep on burning and hurting, you know, for a long time. And I've been bit by black ants before, but it ain't nothing like those fire ants.
Well, that's for sure. I usually end up with a bruise from it, and it usually stays dark blue for several months after I get bit by them things. I don't know. I don't really have, I guess, an anaphylactic reaction to it, but... Definitely have some type of reaction. It ain't real pleasant.
Those things up in Kansas, I don't know who brought those up. I always said the Mexican folks brought the armadillos up to Kansas. We never had those when I was a kid, but I think it's their pets, and we started getting them. But not a great deal of them, but I just never had seen them before until I come around the corner one time. Oh, I was running about 80 miles an hour, leaning down, trying to drag the foot pegs on my motorcycle. And this great big chunk of something was out in the road, and I just barely missed it. So I turned around and went back to see what it was, and it was an armadillo.
Difference between an armadillo and a possum is?
A long tail. No, I guess I don't.
Armadillo is just a tactical version of a possum.
That's a good one. Bernice is even laughing at that. Yes, I would say so. The neighbor's dog out of my brother-in-law's farm would get a hold of one now and then, and it was a rather small dog. And that thing would jump up in the air like straight up 4 feet. And it was funny to watch because, man, I'm telling you, He just lifted that dog right off of the ground, Russell. And he'd finally kill it, but it took him a while. This is in General TR.
Garcia, yeah, you can't measure the bite in the dog by the bark. You just got to measure it by the bite strength, I guess.
The Heinz 57, but, buddy, the armadillos paid if they tried to cross the road there. miss those times up there. It was about 20 miles outside of town, and always loved getting out there and enjoying the country with my brother-in-law and hunting and fishing and whatever he needed to be done, I'd do it for him. And they're gone now, but my nephew still owns the farm, so maybe someday we'll go back to visit when they're out there. They live in Boston, but they own the farm in Kansas.
It's always good to get back and reminisce a little.
Yeah, we had a lot of good times out there. And we put bass and channel cat and perch and fat minnows and stuff like that in the pond. And I know I've caught them up to 10 pounds, but my great nephew, he caught one day that was, 18 pounds, one of the British. He actually had that thing mounted. I never knew they'd do that with a channel cat.
I reckon they can mount about anything if you got a good taxidermist.
You know, that's still true back when I was a kid. But now what they do is they take a picture of it and they can make a facsimile of it that you won't know the difference. I think he had Cabela's do it, matter of fact.
Neat. I didn't realize they'd done that now.
Well, I don't know if they do down here or not, but somehow Brendan got it done, and then he had his deer mounted that he got out there. The deer are very large out there in Kansas. He got a huge buck, and he had it mounted. But I know back when I had my first bass mounted, it was 7 pounds, and it was $35, and that was just about out of my reach at the time.
Say, that was probably back when gas was about 20 cents a gallon, too, huh?
I remember that. 19.9. I saw it for 15.9 one time. But they had what they called gas wars back then, Russell. And usually 19.9 was about as low as it got. But it ain't that way now, thank you, Mr. Brandon.
It is not. I am glad to say that it did come back down just a little bit. It doesn't hurt as bad when I pull in there at the pump. But I liked it better a year or so ago, you know. A lot better prices then, a lot better steak.
Yeah, like $1.70 a gallon at Walmart and Taylor's. Yeah, that, I give $3.56 a gallon for propane the other day, which I didn't really have to, but I wanted my propane tank filled up. You never know what's coming down the line. And that's pretty high compared to what I filled it about 5 years ago, of course. But I saw on TV there over the holiday weekend, I think it was in the Northeast, gasoline was $6.95 a gallon.
I don't know. At that point, horse feed might be cheaper.
Yeah, you got a good point. Well, here comes the ambulance. We're about, what's the name of the town? Just a little bit east of Lyman on 29, headed back in westerly direction is what I call it. This is N0TR.
RCO for ID. Well, Tom, it sounds good. Y'all be safe out there. I am pulling into my destination here. I'm going to hop out and see if I can get a few things put together and grab a sub from the sub shop and head home and see if I can get a little bit accomplished today. Y'all have a wonderful day, you and Miss Bernice, and be safe out there on the roads, and I'll say 73s and be clear on your final.
Nice to hear you, sir. You have a fine day, and most of all, a safe day. This is NZERO TR, clear.